Once again, good Friday evening, everyone, from White Auditorium. Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on the call as we get set for our girls' championship semifinal matchup. The reigning Lyon County League tournament champions, the Burlingame Lady Bearcats, looking to dispatch the Lebo Lady Wolves, the heavy favorite heading into the tournament. And, you know, we say that, Mike, but you made a good point before we went to break a few moments ago. They were the heavy favorite the last 2 years and, unfortunately, just haven't been able to get the job done.
Yeah,
do you think that's – I apologize.
Go ahead. The three straight appearances in that Lyon County League championship, but two losses to Opie and then the loss to Burlingame a year ago. Still in search of their first Lyon County League championship since 2001, but a storied program nonetheless, yeah. And they're ready to get back and take home one of those gold balls.
Well, and to that point, my question being, do you think that's at all playing in the minds of these players and Coach Patrick Gardner at all, or do you think it's not even a thought?
No, not even a thought. They're just going to take care of business tonight, obviously. It starts with stopping Caitlin Noonan like they did in the first game. As we mentioned earlier, Noonan averaging 18.8 points a ball game. The lone Lady Bearcat score in double figures, so they kind of ride and die with Caitlin Noonan. So if Brooklyn Jones, Caitlin Noonan, that's going to be a big matchup in the low post. If Jones can curtail Noonan and keep the Bearcats reeling, it should be a Lebo Wolf show tonight.
You would think that the ESU Hornets are in White Auditorium. A great turnout here. A lot of red, a lot of purple, both the Bearcats and the Wolves well represented here from their respective communities as we get set for tip-off in this girls' championship semifinal matchup. Winner looking to advance on to tomorrow night, where they will take on the Lady Eagles of Opie, who are back in the championship matchup for the first time in, I believe, a year after missing the tournament finals last year.
Yeah, that was the first time the Lady Eagles had missed the championship final since all the way back in 1999. So things are all right once again in Opie Eagle land. but Coach Slay, something to note, you know, Coach Slay coaching the Opie Lady Eagles, he won tournament championships in 63, 66, and 67 with Roosevelt on the boys' side.
Brooklyn Jones steps in for Lebo, matching up with Alexandra Crook of Burlingame, who wins it into the backcourt. Burlingame with the first possession in their road blacks with purple letters and numbers, white trim. Lebo in their home whites with red numbers and letters, Wolves across the chest. Burlingame going left to right as we see the action here. Caitlin Noonan on the baseline trying to throw it up for some assistance, and nobody home. It goes into the backcourt. We get a violation there. Turnover to Lebo very quickly. Not even 30 seconds gone here, and the pressure already smothering here from Lebo.
That's what's helped Lebo to this 12-0 record.
Right side of the floor, Abby Jones goes up top to Sage Hadley. Hadley tries to dribble inside. Kicks it right corner back to Jones. Thought about a three. She won't take it. It'll go to Hadley, who mishandles the ball and travels. So a turnover for a turnover to start us off in this girls' championship semifinal.
Hadley, one of the star underclassmen of this Lyon County League. She had 24 points in the first matchup between Burlingame.
Gracie Simmons brings it across half court for Burlingame off the turnover. Goes left side of the floor to Caitlin Noonan. Noonan has her pocket picked by Hadley. Now down the stretch, it gets thrown away into the hands of Caitlin Noonan. Noonan gets it back for Burlingame off the errant pass. Left side now, Isabella Tyson. She'll drive inside the lane, kicks it up top into the hands of Crook. Now right side in the hands of Hovestad, and she'll travel. Was getting the pass off, but she didn't let it go in time. Took some steps and quick turnover yet again. Checking in now for Burlingame will be the 5'3 sophomore Jocelyn Simmons.
Go ahead, take it.
You're all right. She'll step in for Madison Hovestad, please, as you were.
Yeah, both teams kind of filling each other out here in the first minute and 15 seconds. Five turnovers amongst them, three turnovers going in the way of Burlingame.
Scoreless thus far, 6:45 remaining. Right block jumper on the way and good by Audrey Peak. Peak breaks the scoreless tie, 2-0 Lebo, and the full court pressure is on. Baseline steal by Brooklyn Jones. Reverse layup is too strong. Ball is free in the lane. We get a tie-up. See who it goes to. Jump ball will be the call. Possession arrow goes to the Lady Wolves.
Audrey Peak had 14 points in that first matchup against Burlingame. She had kind of a quiet night. She only had 5 points in the first matchup against Burlingame. Had 14 points in the victory
right
against Hartford on Tuesday.
Right wing three is over the top by Katie Ott. The rebound is picked up in the lane by Gracie Simmons. Simmons hands off to Noonan. Noonan now gives over to Jocelyn Simmons, who's trying to get around Sage Hadley. That's easier said than done. She has to give it back to Noonan. Noonan now right block will get a little bit of a chest bump from Hadley. So that'll be a quick early foul for Sage Hadley. Her first, team's first. Again, Lebo leads it 2-0. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. 6:02 to be exact remaining. Good lob in the lane. Finish off the glass by Noonan. And just like that, we're tied again at 2-all. Under 6 to go in the first quarter. Audrey Peake gets cut off on the left block. Foul line to Katie Ott. Goes right wing into the hands of Abby Jones. Leaves the three-pointer short. Rebound goes to Kayla Noonan. Noonan kicks it left side. Jocelyn Simmons, three on the way. Just a bit long. Rebound put back by Hofstadt is no good. Noonan gets the rebound, gets it poked away, tries to get it back, and commits the foul on Abby Jones. So that will be Noonan's first, Burlingame's first, so both teams with a foul apiece. Thus far, Lebo's pressure is working to its advantage, but both teams struggling to capitalize on some of these early turnovers, Mike.
Yeah, I think they're kind of getting caught up in the moment here in this championship semifinal.
We've seen Lebo have kind of a rough start like this before, and they come out of the quarter break, and usually that's when they turn it on. Abby Jones tracks down the high pass near half court, goes left side to Katie Ott inside the arc. At the foul line, ooh, nearly travels, is able to get the pass off to Audrey Peake. Peake gets cut off on the right elbow. Looking for someone down the stretch and getting no room to breathe. She finally gets it in the left corner to Abby Jones. Up to Brooklyn Jones at the foul line. Right side, Hadley, three on the way, no good. Rebound won by Katie Ott. Ball comes free at the top of the key. They're going to call Noonan for the push.
That hurts.
Yeah, that's her second. Kayla Noonan second, Burlingame second. 4:48 remaining here in the first quarter, tied at 2-all. Lebo with possession. Brooklyn Jones to inbound from the east entrance of the auditorium.
Coach Slater going to roll with Kaylin Newland out there with their two fouls. He pointed to those temples and saying, hey, be smart here in the final 4:48 to play in the first quarter.
Hadley, uncontested three on the way, rolls around for a moment but doesn't fall. The rebound taken away by Kaylin Newland. Newland hustling up the court, goes right side. Gracie Simmons. Simmons loses the handle in the lane. It's taken away by Abby Jones. Jones has Brooklyn Jones left block. Great pass and finish off the left side. Brooklyn Jones makes it 4-2 Lebo, and we will get a timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here and remind you that our timeouts all week long have been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Make sure you stop by for a quarter pounder with cheese, cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. You can also add a fry and drink to make it a meal. I'll tell you what, after a week's worth of reading these, I think that might be my meal tonight. I don't know. Sounds pretty good.
I would have to agree.
Okay. I was going to say, when we started the week, I didn't know if I'd ever convince you.
The week before the Flint Hills League tournament,
right,
or Fogo to Chow, I didn't think I'd wanted any other meat. But
we've got you rid of the veganism.
We've fully recovered, yes. We're back to being myself.
Jeff Slater, you might have been able to hear, not happy with the start of his team.
And neither was Patrick Gardner.
No. Both teams a little bit slower than what we're used to seeing here in the early going as Brooklyn Jones ramping up the defensive pressure in the backcourt, knocks the ball out of Noonan's hand. It'll stay with Burlingame, inbounding from in front of her own bench is Gracie Simmons, but now Lebo really making some big plays. Noonan gets it along the near boundary. Tried to throw it left side to Crook. She mishandles it, but it's picked up in the left corner by Jocelyn Simmons. Simmons works it up to the top to Isabella Tyson, and Tyson looked like she had a plan, but the presence of Audrey Peake made her rethink it. Jocelyn Simmons lobs it in the lane to a falling Kaylin Noonan. There will be no foul called, but it won't matter as Lebo will turn it over on the other side as they were looking for Abby Jones down the stretch, but she was about 4 feet behind the pass.
Tegan, we failed to mention Wyatt Cole here officiating tonight. The last time we had Burlingame, we had to wait an additional hour and a half for a Coach Slater-led football team to get on the airwaves.
Sarge, good to see you, sir. left side, Gracie Simmons to Jocelyn Simmons at the foul line. She was trying to get it over on the right side to Tyson, and it's almost taken away, but Tyson recovers. Coach Slater imploring his team, shoot the ball. Noonan in the lane, right side layup is just a bit long. Tried to get the rebound back, but Sage Hadley recovers for Lebo. Opposite side now, Audrey Peak in the left wing. Top of the right, into the right corner. Abby Jones, three on the way, no good. Looked like it would fall, but just too strong.
Lebo shot exceptionally well in the first-round matchup from beyond the arc, but they're now 0 for 4 to begin the ballgame.
Isabella Tyson at the top of the power E on the Burlingame offensive zone. At the foul line, now right elbow with it is Noonan. Noonan has to skip it left wing to Jocelyn Simmons, who steps on the foul line. Steps on the boundary line. That'll be the seventh turnover for Burlingame. Coming into the lineup for Lebo is Sierra Crouch. Back in for Burlingame is Madison Hovstad. So the five on the floor for Burlingame, it's Hovstad, Tyson, Jocelyn Simmons as Abby Jones sinks the Cody Thurston land agent three. They've been looking for it, and she got it. Lead now 7-2, Lebo.
That zone defense, they're going to have to get a body out there. They were just daring her to shoot that three.
Brooklyn Jones takes a little swipe at it from behind. Burlingame maintains possession as Gracie Simmons gets cut off on the line, goes to Madison Hovstad in the left wing. Up top now to Tyson, trying to get around Sage Hadley. To Alexandra Crook. She's being guarded by Sierra Crouch. Back left side to Tyson. Right-handed layup is high off the glass, but never touches the rim. On the opposite end, Audrey Peak. Layup, good. And Audrey Peak has four. We're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Patrick Gardner. Wants to talk some things over with his girls as they lead it 9-2. A minute 57 remaining in the first quarter. It's a full timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Back inside of White Auditorium, Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker here in our girls' championship semifinal matchup. Burlingame trailing Lebo 9-2 with a minute 57 remaining in the first quarter. Again, the winner will advance on to tomorrow night where they will face Olpe for the tournament championship. As we get a turnover by Burlingame, Noonan was trying to track down the long pass and nearly got to it, but looked like she just kind of pulled up a little bit and let it go. Minute 53 remains.
Yeah, Burlingame struggling against that press all night long.
Yeah. Sierra Crouch with it for Lebo. Goes left corner to Sage Hadley. Now left block to Brooklyn Jones. Back to Hadley. Up top to Crouch. Right side of the floor to Abby Jones. Back up top to Hadley. Thought about the three. She'll drive instead. Fires up the layup. No good. But two shots still coming off the foul. They are going to give that one to Isabella Tyson. That'll be Tyson's first, team's third. Sage Hadley, currently scoreless, puts up the first. Good. Lead now out to 8, 10-2, 1:33 remaining in the first quarter. Lebo leading Burlingame. Hadley puts up the second. Good. Sage Hadley now with 2 points, makes it 11-2, near double digit. Burlingame has not scored since the early goings of this first quarter, as we got a player down the lane. It looks like Sage Hadley went down. Not sure what happened, but nonetheless, Audrey Peak forces the turnover in the lane to Hadley. Now launches a three. That's short. The rebound goes to Caitlin Noonan. Noonan, right block over the top of Hadley, off the glass and in. That stops the run. Caitlin Noonan now has all 4 points for Burlingame. Quick transition now for Lebo will lead to a foul, as trying to get back was Gracie Simmons, and she just gives a full chest bump to Abby Jones. Jones to the line for two. Katie Ott getting set to check back in for Lebo. Gracie Simmons, or apologies, Jocelyn Simmons, set to check back in for Burlingame as Abby Jones misses on the first of two shots. Jones with 3 points here thus far as Sage Hadley takes a seat for Lebo. And Madison Hofstadt sits for Burlingame. 58 seconds remaining in the first. Jones good on the second, now has 4 on the night, and the lead 12-4. Gracie Simmons in the backcourt. Gives to Isabella Tyson. Tyson in the front, now back to Simmons. Gets inside the arc, back up top to Tyson in the left corner. Jocelyn Simmons lets go a three. It hits side iron, and the rebound goes to Sierra Crouch. Crouch maybe getting away with an extra step there, but no whistle from the official. Audrey Peak lets go a three. It's short. Noonan with the board. Brooklyn Jones, a quick little fake out towards Noonan. Didn't do its job. As Noonan lobs in the lane. And just a little high on the shot was Gracie Simmons.
Nice cut there by Gracie Simmons. Got to complete the play, though, if going to have a chance against Lebo.
Right wing now with it for Lebo is Abby Jones. 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Left side, Audrey Peak. She'll drive in. Nice spin move. Shoots over the defense, but it's well off the mark, and that does it for one. At the end of the first quarter, Lebo leads Burlingame 12-4 in this girls' championship semifinal matchup. We'll take a quick break, come back, have second quarter action. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Nextech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Nextech Wireless.
Back inside of White Auditorium, taking Trehune, Michael Deeker here on the call in our girls' championship semifinal matchup between Lebo and Burlingame. Second quarter now underway as Isabella Tyson walks it up across half court. Burlingame trailing 12-4 to Lebo. Kaylin Noonan with it now inside the right wing. Has all 4 of Burlingame's points thus far. Tyson has it now left wing. She'll circle around to the top of the power E here at White Auditorium. Now Gracie Simmons trying to get around Katie Ott, and we're going to get a foul on Sage Hadley to her disbelief, but nobody's shock. As Hadley, oh no, they're going to say Audrey Peak. Well, there's a lot of contact between Hadley and, I believe that was Caitlin Noonan, but nonetheless, Audrey Peak picks up her first offense of the night, second for Lebo. Audrey Peak now into the front court.
10th turnover to Burlingame.
Abby Jones to Audrey Peak. Now right side to Katie Ott. Katie Ott inside the arc. To Brooklyn Jones at the top. Left side to Abby Jones. Now back to Audrey Peak in the left corner. Steps inside the arc. Circles around to the top. Now goes right side to Abby Jones. To Brooklyn in the right corner. Back up top to Hadley. To Katie Ott in the right block. Turns, shoots, and just off the mark. Gracie Simmons there to collect the board for Burlingame. Patrick Gardner, or sorry, Jeff Slater, basically joining the broadcast team, as I'm sure you can hear him. He's very vocal, trying to get his girls motivated here. Down low, Noonan off the pass. Off the glass, good layup. Noonan now with 6 points.
If Lebo will continue to allow Burlingame to get in the half-court set where they were able to feed Noonan with the ball down the low block, that could be a huge win there for Coach Slater and company.
Cuts the lead in half, 12-6 now. In favor of Lebo, Noonan with all 6 of Burlingame's points thus far. Brooklyn Jones, top of the key. She goes left side of the floor to Sage Hadley in the Lebo end. To Audrey Peak, right block, Brooklyn Jones. Skip left wing to Abby Jones, now to Sage Hadley. She'll drive inside and travels. Trying to back down the defender and just kind of forgot about the dribble.
Of course, key story right there is Noonan with 2 fouls that she picked up midway through the second or first quarter, but has done an excellent job.
Yeah, hasn't sat down yet.
In the last 8 minutes. We're just now sat down.
To this point.
Yeah, to this point, yep.
That's what I should have said. Isabella Tyson. Oh, she nearly gets away with a travel, able to control herself. Tyson now up top to Crook. Gives off to Jocelyn Simmons. Back to Crook inside the left wing on the baseline. Skip right side to Hovestat. Hovestat goes to Crook. Looked like she wasn't anticipating it, and she'll throw it away to Brooklyn Jones. Jones on the breakaway. Right side layup good. Brooklyn Jones with 4 points now. Into the front court, Burlingame. Jocelyn Simmons right side to Isabella Tyson. Correction, Madison Hovestat. Now to Tyson at the top of the key. Trying to get some separation from her and Sage Hadley. Hadley not giving her any breathing room. Jocelyn Simmons. Up top to Gracie Simmons. 3 on the way. No good. Sage Hadley with the board. Tyson being a little aggressive there, trying to swipe it away, but won't get it. Right side, Abby Jones now for Lebo. Left unguarded, Audrey Peak. 3 on the way. Too long. Alexandra Crook rips down the board for Burlingame. 4:38 remains in the half. 14-6 the lead now for Lebo. They have yet to trail. Jocelyn Simmons to Alexandra Crook. Fires up the jumper and gets tapped on the wrist for her effort. So she's going to the line for 2. The foul is on Brooklyn Jones. That's just her first. Team's 3rd. Crook can cut the lead back in half.
56% foul shooter.
Well, she misses on that one.
That was only her 10th attempt, so now she's at 50%.
Back into the lineup for Burlingame is Kaylin Noonan. Madison Hovestat takes a seat. Katie Ott takes a seat for Lebo. Puts up the second. That's short. The rebound is won by Sierra Crouch. And, you know, I say this almost every broadcast, Mike, but really the foul line, if they're going to give you the points, you got to take those.
Absolutely.
Especially in this matchup when you know Lebo's going to be overly aggressive in some regards. A missed jumper on the right block by Audrey Peak results in a turnover to Burlingame. Full court pressure once again being applied here by Lebo, and Sage Hadley is going to pick up her second foul for a little bit of a little bump to the eye of Kaylin Noonan, trying to give Noonan some pressure and, well, kind of gave her a nice little sock to the side. Unintentional entirely. Gracie Simmons inbounds to Noonan in the backcourt. Hadley takes a seat with her second foul. A 5 on the floor for Lebo. It's Katie Ott, Brooklyn Jones, Abby Jones, Audrey Peak, and Sierra Crouch. For Burlingame, it's Noonan, Tyson, Jocelyn Simmons, Gracie Simmons, and Alexandra Crook as Noonan turns it over on the double dribble. 3:58 remains in the half. 14-6 the lead for Lebo over Burlingame. Right corner, 3 on the way by Sierra Crouch, well over the top. Audrey Peak tried to save it off the shin bone of Kaylin Noonan, but she stepped out too soon. You good?
I think so.
Okay. I worry about you. Sierra Crouch intercepts a pass and gets fouled for good measure by Kaylin Noonan. That will be Noonan's third, and Coach Slater has no choice. She's going to have to sit the remaining 3 minutes and 47 seconds of this half.
A huge blow.
Yeah. Hovestat back into the Burlingame lineup. Abby Jones will inbound from just off our left side here in front of the scorer's table.
That was just wrong spot, wrong time. Obviously, the pass wasn't the best to Kaylin Noonan. She was just going up to get it, and then her momentum just carried her into the Lebo player.
Left side, Abby Jones with it for Lebo. Goes right side to Sierra Crouch. Looking for a pass. Gets it to Brooklyn Jones. Jones, foul line jumper, nothing but net.
Yeah, look for Lebo to exploit Burlingame both offensively and defensively with Noonan on the bench.
Gracie Simmons to Isabella Tyson in the backcourt, and Brooklyn Jones is holding her up. She needs to get across half court. Nearly loses the handle. Being double-teamed now by Brooklyn Jones and Abby Jones. We'll get a timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. Wants to maintain the possession. It's a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here and remind you that coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Jan Utech with Eck Real Estate. Ready to help you find your home of dreams? Contact Jan Utech with REMAX Eck Real Estate at 620-343-5100. I apologize for Jan for completely butchering that. Also brought to you by Harveyville Storage at 138 East Elm Street in Harveyville, Kansas. Units rent for $50 to $70 per month, and they have 3 unit sizes available. So call Michelle at 75-231-7840 for leasing information. And, well, Mike, you touched on it. Obviously, a big blow here for Burlingame as Noonan is out for the remainder of this half with 3 fouls. What does Lebo need to do to maybe really start speeding up Burlingame and get some extra points off some turnovers?
Well, they got to get the ball movement going on offense. The Burlingame running that zone, and they're not doing a very good job of covering the corners. So if they can get some really crisp passes, get some open looks, they're only 1 out of 9 from the three-point land, but those are bound to start falling.
Jocelyn Simmons is trapped on the baseline, goes to Gracie Simmons in the right corner, and she's going to be called for the charge. She was just trying to back off Audrey Peake, and Peake did the right thing. She stayed right in front of her. Didn't give her much room. She had to extend the elbow to try and get her out, and that's going to result in a foul every single time. That will be the second for Gracie Simmons. Sixth for Burlingame. In the lane, Audrey Peake gets tapped across the chin on her layup attempt, so she's going to the line for 2. Nope, they're going to say actually it was on the floor. So inbounds coming. That'll be the 7th team foul, so it should be 1-1, yeah. And it will be. Lead out to 10 for Lebo, 16-6, 2:49 remaining in the half. Audrey Peake at the line, shooting the 1-1. Peake puts it up, good. Audrey now with 5 points on the night. Lead out to 11, 17-6, and Sage Hadley will check back in for Lebo for Sierra Crouch. Just looking down there at the bench, Kaylin Noonan, not a happy camper right now. Gracie Simmons inbounds in the backcourt to Jocelyn Simmons. Now trapped, has to give it over to Isabel Tyson. Back to Simmons, trying to get into the front court. Ball is knocked out of play by Abby Jones. And give Abby some credit on that, too, as Gracie really lobbed that one up there. Abby had to show off that vertical. Approaching 2.5 to go in the half. 18-6, 12-point lead for Lebo. Gracie Simmons inside the right wing, now on the baseline, being pressured by Abby Jones and Audrey Peake. They knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with Burlingame. Gracie Simmons to inbound from the right side of the basket on the baseline. Scratch that. They'll sub her out and actually put Isabella Tyson on the inbounding duties. And she'll throw it right away in the lane to Abby Jones. Jones on the breakaway. Gets triple tapped across the arm and face. She's going to the line for 2. That foul will go against Madison Hovestat. That's her first, team's 8th. Jones could make it a 14-point lead. Puts up the first. Good. Abby's 5th ball point of the ball game. puts up the second. Good. Lead now to 14, 20-6. Again, the full court pressure is being applied by Lebo as Gracie Simmons trying to get around Audrey Peak. Throws it to Tyson. It's taken away by Peak. Peak now down the stretch. Great pass in the lane and finished by Brooklyn Jones left side. Timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. He's having words with the officials. He is not happy. Nonetheless, Brooklyn Jones.
They're trying to give him a 30, and Patrick Gardner's all over. It's like there's no reason. He's already used two of his 30s. So.
Full timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. We'll take a 30-second break, come back. Lead out to 16, 22-6, Lebo leading Burlingame. We're back in 30 seconds here on Country 101.7 FM.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
22-6 is the lead for Lebo over Burlingame in this girls' championship semifinal matchup at the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Kaylin Noonan is on the bench for Burlingame with three fouls, and she also has all 6 points for Burlingame. They have not scored without her.
And Coach Slater did not like that effort on that previous press break. Not a whole lot of help coming to the way. They just got to hit the middle if they're going to have any chance of getting to the second half of the court.
Gracie Simmons was looking to inbound, and before she can, Audrey Peak gets called for the hold on the wrist. So that will be Audrey's second foul, team's fifth.
You know, and that's just kind of how we see when Coach Slater takes timeout, kind of works over Sarge this a little bit. 9 times out of 10, that may not be called against Peak, but with, just kind of playing to the coaches there a little bit.
The over-aggressiveness I talked about here with Lebo sometimes showing right there, as that will be the third personal foul on Sage Hadley. She came in to intercept the inbounds, and she ended up just colliding with Alexandra Crook. So three fouls for Hadley. She's going to sit the remaining 2 minutes, 8 seconds of this half. Inbound goes along the baseline and gets tapped out of bounds by Lebo, so it'll stay with Burlingame as they're just having trouble getting it in play. Gracie Simmons looking for an open receiver, and she gets it in the form of Isabella Tyson. Now back to Simmons. Gets across half court, being pursued by Brooklyn Jones. Now cut off by Jones and Ott. Top of the power E with it now is Tyson. Tyson, top of the key to Alexandra Crook. Now left side to Hovstadt. Madison Hovstadt walks. I think she thought that she was using the non-pivot foot, but didn't realize she picked up the pivot. Minute 48 remains in the half. Sierra Crouch with it now for Lebo on the left side. Goes foul line. Comes up top to Abby Jones. Dribbles it off her own feet. And has it taken away by Hovstadt. And Hovstadt travels as she's falling, trying to save the ball. Give her credit. She really tried to control that fall. 1:34 remaining in the half. Audrey Peak has it at the top of the power E, and she's wasting no time driving inside. Left side, Brooklyn Jones just inside the three-point line. Foul line to Sierra Crouch. Back to Jones, top of the left wing, fires the three. It's well over the top, and the rebound will go to Burlingame. Minute 19 remaining now in the first half. 22-6, the lead for Lebo. Burlingame yet to score since the early goings of the second quarter. Tyson into the front court to Simmons. That's Gracie Simmons. And she will get tied up with by Audrey Peak. Alternate possession, Lebo ball. Man, Lebo is, again, they're not slowing down their aggression regardless of how many fouls somebody might pick up. They are just kind of sending a message here saying they're really here to, well, kind of power their way through. Under a minute remains now in the half. Top of the key, Sierra Crouch. And a timeout taken by Coach Patrick Gardner. Did not like the formation of his girls. Looks very frustrated. He wants a 30-second timeout. He'll get it. We'll keep it right here. Once again, video coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com has been brought to you all week long by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs at 620-437-7340. As has been the case for most of the week, Kendall Douglas running the camera for us here tonight. Well, Mike, 22-6. Lebo really kind of having their way offensively and defensively here thus far. As Burlingame looks to head into the second half, what adjustments will they need to make?
Well, Burlingame's got to do a much better job beating the press. And when they get into the half court, just run their offense and try and get a look. They've only gotten 10 shots up here in the first half.
Audrey Peake in the lane, tries to cut through the defenders and gets banged to the floor. As Coach Slater not agreeing with that one, he thought it was a carry, but they're going to assign a foul to Gracie Simmons. That will be Simmons' third. So now Gracie Simmons and Kaylin Noonan with three fouls, and that's just not going to make Coach Slater any happier.
You got to be careful here if you're Simmons. You cannot pick up a fourth. Simmons probably their top two along with Noonan.
Audrey Peake now with 7 points on the first make. Trying to get the substitution in his Burlingame. That's going to be the 5'10 sophomore Jennifer Grabiel replacing Gracie Simmons. Peak sets for the second, fires it up, it's good. Into the Lebo lineup comes Allie Peak. Peak the freshman. Alexandra Crook trying to inbound. Goes to Isabella Tyson in the backcourt. Stops at half court and throws it away to Sierra Crouch. Crouch, great read and interception. 39 seconds remains in the half. 24-6 is the lead for Lebo. Looking to maybe have the last word here. Brooklyn Jones, top of the key. Taking her time. Goes left block to Allie Peake, back to Jones left wing, up top to Sierra Crouch, sets for the three, doesn't take it. Skipped left side, Allie Peake mishandles the pass but gets it under control. Up top, at the top of the power E to Brooklyn Jones. Jones loses her handle on it, Jocelyn Simmons picks it up for Burlingame. Now to Tyson with 4 seconds remaining, 2 seconds, she launches a long three and it's short.
Right in line.
It looked like it could go, it just didn't have the distance. That does it for the end of the first half. At the end of one, 24-6, Lebo leads Burlingame, looking to advance on to their third consecutive Lyon County League Championship final tomorrow night. Can Burlingame battle back and maybe spoil the party? Stick around to find out. We'll have halftime stats and analysis coming up after this break on Country 101.7 FM.
Got a flat, dead battery?